we cannot properly educate our populace.
That's ridiculous.
What if they start making well-informed decisions based on scientific fact and historical
data?
Matt,
you're talking about anarchy.
Oh, this is a slippery slope. This is a slippery slope. And around Christmas, how dare I?
Yeah, right around here. What about baby Jesus?
What about we can't use that one now. You instantly killed the segment. We can't use that segment anymore. Hey, welcome to Southeastern Zone 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
We opened with a hot bumper right there.
Didn't we? Wasn't that hot?
Before that bumper, we started the entire hour.
I wish you would let me have continued that segment.
No. That was segment where I killed it at right there. You know.
But it was so good.
No, because the segments of Christmas past there. We started the entire show with history repeating part one and part two by the Megas. Awesome, really high energy, high octane. Kind of a long song, honestly. Like both parts, there's like 3 or 4 minutes each. Yeah. So we're already like, well, we're halfway done with the show, everybody.
Bye, guys. Have a good break.
Anyway, if you are new to the show, and I don't blame you, we weren't here last week. But if you are new to the show, this is Experience Points. We nerd and geek out for about an hour with some music and some talk and some discussion. Discussion.
Yeah, we discussion.
That's French. French for discussion. Discussion.
That's all true.
Discussion.
You listen to MG lie a lot.
Anyway, we are nerds. We are geeks. We drop knowledge on you every week from 9 to 10 p.m. every Wednesday. So thank you for joining us. But if you have to go somewhere or if you want to see and hear all the stuff that we've done before tonight, before in the past,
forever
they call it
the
past.
Past.
If you want
well,
to check,
we built
all
a
that
time
out.
Machine.
No, we didn't build a time machine.
We did. Me and you did.
I mean, okay, we did
grade.
Back in the day, but we don't talk about that.
Hey, it's still
it
working.
It only went forward one time, one X. We're traveling through time at just one speed.
And you're all welcome.
Just normal speed. We
without us, that's time interesting, would not be progressing.
That is an interesting idea for a comic or a movie. These guys that seriously they work at a company
okay.
where the big reactor in the basement just makes the world go. Just makes time flow.
It's the reason that everything's happening.
They have these watches. It's sort of like the part of the movie was Time Stoppers, where they have a watch, and then everything else, just throw it out. We don't need any of the other movies.
Okay.
Just we have a watch that makes time
stop.
I feel
like there could be some kind of concept here for something.
Yeah, we should work on that.
Let's make a comic.
If someone out there takes this idea and makes a really cool movie, just like throw a thank you at the end. Maybe donate to our Patreon or PayPal. Speaking of which, we have a website with all of the stuff. You could check it out. Bear, what is the website?
Go to exppoints.com. Double tap the P to get you there.
We also have social media like Facebook and Google Plus and Twitter and yada, yada, yada. That's at exppoints.com/social. Check it out. Follow us. Subscribe to us.
Do all the stuff. Click all the buttons.
Click all the buttons.
Push
yeah.
all the buttons.
You know,
turn
all
the knobs.
I worked hard on those buttons, actually.
Drop
Shadow.
Take note of those buttons.
They're PNGs.
And push them.
They got some transparency. We are going to cut to two songs. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about what we did last week. This is IKEA by Jonathan Colton, followed by Zero Day by MC Frontalot.
Both of these songs.
We will catch you after the break. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You listen to Experience Points exclusively on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Long ago in days of yore, it all began.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. Still Experience Points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You just heard Zero Day by MC Frontalot. Before that, IKEA by Jonathan Colton. As you said before, Bear, two awesome songs that, as far as
they
I know,
awesome
currently
songs.
In the universe, we're the only station playing those songs right
we
now.
We are that awesome.
We're that awesome.
Right here.
I feel like we didn't really talk about it before in the first segment, but we were out last week.
Yeah.
It's just busy, man. We're really, really busy.
I don't even remember what happened last
week. Yeah, we were so busy. We had stuff going on. You know, we're not going to elaborate because we got other stuff to talk about. Like what we've been doing the last 2 weeks. Bear.
Oh my God, I've been doing things.
Would you like to bring us in?
I'll reel it in a little bit. I've been playing a lot of the alpha for Star Citizen.
Okay.
They're supposed to be dropping Alpha 2 to all of us, hopefully this
month.
Yeah, that's
I feel
super
like,
exciting.
I feel like I have to do the alpha thing from Power Rangers.
Oh,
Zordon.
Yeah, anyway. So hopefully we'll be getting Alpha 2.
That's an excellent
apparently,
snippet out there.
I may have had a couple of drinky drinks and ended up with another spaceship.
Wow.
Possibly.
Wow.
Luckily, it wasn't one of the expensive ones.
I thought you were going to tell us again how you broke your phone.
Well, okay.
Yeah,
that
there was that
may
too.
Have also happened. But we
Bear
don't
went swimming.
Mom, I love you.
Metaphor.
I'm just going to spell that. I love you
metaphor,
if you're listening tonight.
Metaphor. Bear went
I don't
swimming.
Talk about
breaking
weird things on the radio, yep. And I drink water a lot.
Yeah. Stay hydrated.
Hydration is very good,
or
especially
stay thirsty,
around finals.
My friends. I can't remember what you
yeah,
say.
Something like that.
Yeah. So anyway, you played a lot of Star Citizen.
So a lot of Star Citizen was played, a lot of Fallout. Really loving Fallout.
You fell out?
I fell out a lot, yeah. and started reading Pinroyal Academy by M.A. Larson.
Okay.
It's an amazing book. Check it out. I've only had it for like a year and started reading it. But, man, I think that's pretty much what I've been up to.
Cool.
There was another Splatfest that I didn't get to participate in. I was very sad. It was Hamburgers versus Pizzas.
I think Hamburgers have it.
Hamburgers won.
I think. Oh, yeah, see, I called it.
I would have gone Team Pizza. And it's because I wasn't able to participate.
It depends. Like, there are some pizzas out there that are worth it. I don't think we can pitch any on the show, but there's one.
Well, there's one. If you happen to be in downtown.
If you happen to be in downtown, and
Downtown.
I'm sorry. I love that song.
Oh,
I
know that's a wonderful song. I know it's an old song. It. And you happen to walk past the PJ's Coffee.
Yeah.
You may see a pizza place. You may or may not see a pizza place.
We can't. They don't endorse us or anything, but they're pretty good.
I'm just saying, there may be one there.
Just an opinion. I've been also playing a lot of Fallout. I've modded Fallout 4 pretty hard.
You've already gotten to the modding.
I've got 35 mods.
That's like the first thing you do.
I've got 35. Well, so my thing is, I don't have a 4K monitor.
Turn off their alerts.
That's all right. I've got like a regular 1080p monitor, but I shoot everything up to 2K and then I let it downsample with my hardware. So I wanted to get new textures. I wanted to recolor some things so it's a little darker. I wanted to mess with some of the shaders. And 35 mods later, hooey. You know, it looks great. It feels great. I did have one problem that I noticed. I'm doing software RAID in Windows. So I have two 2 terabytes or 2 1-terabytes, I can't remember, hard drives, RAID 1 together. So it looks like I have one big RAID, RAID 1, 2 terabyte or whatever. Yeah. But I think that introduces a lot of lag or whatever, a lot of, like, maybe the drives are
mine is really slow on load times.
Mine is super low.
Like, sometimes the more data I throw on it, the slower it seems to be getting. Because I thought something was wrong.
Well, I think it has to keep some quorum or witness between those two disks. Those are some technical terms for you out there. It has to do some stuff to technically, like,
isn't
keep
there
up.
At home, another one you can do with a third disk that I think is faster?
Yeah, RAID 5.
It's
RAID 5. I just didn't have the disk.
I'm not that knowledgeable of RAID systems. It's not my forte.
What I did is, I recently replaced my SSD with a larger SSD, so I put my 64 gig SSD back in there, and I just put Fallout on it, and I put a new Steam library, and I reassociated it, and it loads in literally like 10 seconds, maybe not even 10 seconds.
Now,
maybe
there's
like
also Intel's technology for the caching. You use
the Ready Boost is kind of you need to put the Ready Boost on the actual SSD, and all that really gives you is extra RAM. And I've got 16 gigs of RAM. I don't really.
Is it called Ready
Boost? I think it's called Ready Boost.
It's the thing that caches files from the hard drives, depending on what you've been accessing.
Yeah, I'd rather just do it manually, honestly, because I know I'll be playing Fallout 4.
Well, that's a fair point. And you can install things in different directories with Steam, because it's that awesome these days.
It's pretty cool.
Remember when Steam was crap?
It was green. It was the green Steam.
Oh, my God.
You needed the green Steam machine. So I got that going on. I've been playing Just Cause 3. Just Cause 3. I've been hooking and jocking in Medina.
I
gotta try my best Caribbean or my best Mediterranean accents in Medici. That's where you're going. You go back to Rico Rodriguez's. Thank you. I'll accept my Oscar later.
Yeah.
In the great, wonderful tropical paradise of Medici. you've got awesome grapple hooks, infinite C4, tons of stuff. It's an amazing game. It's a perfect sandbox, and it's from Eidos, and
I haven't played it. Is it as fun as Just Cause 2?
I would say it's more fun. So the story in Just Cause 2
there's a story?
Yeah. But just hold on. Like, you don't have to do the story.
I was just playing it Just Cause.
Yeah, Just Cause.
That's the pun.
The story in Just Cause 1 and Just Cause 2, it was approachable, but you didn't really care about it. Like, there was a lot being thrown at you. In Just Cause 3, it's super approachable. It doesn't take any real extra effort. You just go over there, you kill a bunch of bad dudes, you break a bunch of, walls down, you take a bunch of settlements, and then you do a story mission. The story missions are pretty nice. They don't take a lot of effort to get into it. It's a very elaborately, made game. I love it. And again, Eidos, way back in the day, since Eidos was doing Tomb Raider, I know that, the people have changed, but I mean,
the
company has changed.
Sure.
Only Eidos, only one guy.
It's only one guy. That's why it's called Eidos.
That's it. Eidos is with an E, but whatever.
I have a spelling problem. My God, if Dr. Ziva is listening to me, I'm sorry. I swear I love you.
Yeah.
And my mother and everyone else.
You're not getting an award. I'd like to thank the Academy as well as Mama and Papa.
My Mama and Papa. After we're talking about baby Jesus, I should clarify that
we're... You keep bringing it up, too.
I keep bringing it up.
After that, I did get into Soma a little bit more. I've been playing more Soma. I haven't beaten Soma, but it's such a good game, and I want to just take it all in. and as much time as it takes me to do it.
Another
technical
that.
News, though, and this is, you know what? You know you're an adultier adult than you previously were.
Am I? Am I really?
You know what? Just hold on. You know that you have adulted more than your previous non-as-adult self. Whenever you start thinking about how to make your life more efficient in ways of cleaning.
That's pretty adult.
You own a house or you own an apartment or whatever.
No,
I'm saying you own property or you live somewhere.
Oh, I do live at a place now. That's right.
So you live at a place and you want to keep it clean. You know, your bear cave, it's got some dust and some hair and everything, some bear hair all around.
Bear cave is spotless, thank you.
You want to make it and keep it clean. And for me, I like technology. So long story short, I got a Roomba.
God, how did I call it?
I got a Roomba.
Oh my God, I am the greatest.
I got a Roomba. His name is Rico.
Rico the Roomba?
Rico the Roomba. He's Rico from Starship Troopers. We have a picture, and he is. We glued the picture, or we taped the picture to the top of him. So
I love you a little bit.
It's a Rico Roomba 780. And
how do you like it?
I love it. It is
because the last Roomba I played with, I felt so bad for the poor guy because he couldn't find his home base and he just kept.
No, Rico has been awesome. We had him automatically go and clean the entire house yesterday, and I feel kind of bad because I want to talk to it. I would be like, you know, if you don't want to clean right now, it's okay. Like, you can do something else. I just don't want it to become sentient one day.
Well, I was about to say, when Skynet goes live, you don't
right.
want
I don't want it. I want Rico to be like, you know, do you want to live forever? I don't want him to say that to me. I don't want him. I don't want him to be like, you know, you forced me to clean your hair, your dog hair up. And no, I mean, I want him to be cool and everything. I talk to him every now and then, but he's kind of loud. He just says woo a lot.
That's really cool.
But no, the Roomba. All jokes aside, the Roomba is an awesome thing. I'm not recommending.
It's come a long way.
I'm recommending. It's been around for like I think 13 years or 16 years.
Yeah, it's come
years.
A long way from the original release.
It is ridiculously good at doing that. Now I will say this: there are limits. You know, it's not going to replace a vacuum cleaner. It's not going to replace actually cleaning every once in a while. But the cool thing is, if you don't mind letting it go for 2 hours, it's got a 4-hour battery in it to vacuum, and it's got a pretty decent vacuum and brush set. And it's got a little, it could have used a bigger, dust trap, like a dust bin.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I'm finding that at least right now, cause I don't vacuum every day, at least right now, as long as it's vacuuming, I'm having to manually like pause it, check it, empty it, and then put it back in and resume it. But I don't mind doing that because eventually I feel.
Yeah, I would say maybe after it does it a few times.
Right. After 2 weeks of vacuuming and me cleaning it, eventually it'll like get with the program and there won't be a lot of hair. And then it can run all
probably,
the time.
That's a few years of never vacuuming, isn't it?
Right, yeah. I mean, I vacuumed since then. But
you heard
anyway,
it. Live on Southeast Home.
We are. we're running along. We're going to cut to two songs. This is Chiptune Legacy by Big Giant Circles and The Will of One, the 2013 remaster by The Proto Men. We will catch you after the break and talk about some really cool stuff going on in our lives. You're listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU, still Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You just heard The Will of One by The Proto Man. Before that, The Chiptune Legacy by Big Giant Circles. Blasting that song specifically. Like, you know, it's easier for you because you're like in a convertible. But
yeah,
like
in
me, I just like open like the moon. Is it a moonroof or a sunroof? The one that opens.
That's the difference. One opens, one doesn't.
Right. I got the one
you
can
open.
Moonroof. I get the one that the motor will eventually die in, and I'll have to spend a sizable amount of money to fix it. Anyway, I like opening all the windows in my vehicle, and I like driving not too fast down a road and blasting this song and making up lyrics, but they always change because there's no lyrics in the song. Anyway, I'm weird.
Actually, I like the first time you rode in my convertible, and you saw I put the top down, and you're like, wait, why is that bar leaving?
Yeah,
you thought that was structural?
That safety bar just went away. There's literally just glass, and like I think it just connects to the hood. There might be like a screw holding it or something.
Yeah, don't worry. It's just a supercharger.
Crazy British cars.
Got them.
Anyway, we are going to talk about the top games of 2015. This year was a pretty good year for games. I'm not going to say that it was like the best year.
I don't think it was the best year ever, but it wasn't a bad one. We've had worse years for gaming.
Yeah, we've had really worse years. You know, I hate to say it because I think At least you have, like, we have favorite games that we do that we have found this games. Year. And I mean, and we're not going to say what they are yet, but I mean, if you've listened to the show at all in the last, yeah, you know, say, year.
Yeah, I think we instantly guessed each other's.
Yeah, if you listen to the show in the last year, and we like keeping secrets from each other because, you know, we about games at least. About games.
Oh, it's just games?
About just games.
Oh, so I shouldn't tell you about the thing we, that no, your not wife about the thing. Me.
Not on the air, anyway.
Oh, okay.
You know, so you when you work with a guy or you talk with a guy, you do a radio show with a guy, and it's funny that you know
you
how
hate him.
You oh, okay. You know exactly what type of games. This? No.
Oh,
you know exactly what games, you know, we like or whatever. And if you listen to the show over the last year, you'll probably guess it because, you know, it's how much time we've spent on it or how we couldn't shut up about talking about it. But let's go over all the games. And this is off of Metacritic, so we're gonna kind of go down the list. And when it gets to our game, or if it's not on here, then we're just gonna kind of say it.
Just clap when you hear your game.
We're not gonna clap.
No, I'm telling all of them to clap.
So
I want to make like people across the world clap when they hear
Grand
the game.
Theft Auto 5
was a game that existed.
It was a game. And
did
I,
that come out?
I
this
believe.
Year,
so
or
I believe
is it just
the PC.
Release?
I believe the PC release was this year in April.
Okay, I feel like we've had GTA 5
and
for longer.
Yeah, no, I believe that as well. Metacritic ranked it a 96, and that's pretty high. You know, it's out of 100. It's not like it's out of some weird number. It's out of 100. 96
out of
100.
5,000.
And I'll say this, you know, it's not my favorite game, but Grand Theft Auto,
no,
series for a long time has been better and better and better and better. And I'll say this, I liked Grand Theft Auto San Andreas way better than I liked Grand Theft Auto 4. Because
I think a lot of people did, too.
I played it on PS2. That was a big thing that I had on PS2, and I got it for PC, and that was when Grand Theft Auto Online sort of unofficially released by the hacking community. And I just remember enjoying a lot of hours playing online with that game. Grand Theft Auto 4 came out, and it felt like I was driving a boat. All the cars were
boats.
And they went for this, you know, enhanced realism, and it was next-gen graphics. It was on PS3, and I'm like, that's cool, but I really feel like Grand Theft Auto 5, they did the multiple character switching. They did the best story that I think any of the Grand Theft Auto
Yeah, I will say the story
had.
Was the best for a GTA game.
And the interweaving,
period.
You know, because you can relate to one of those characters. You could be the businessman, con man, or the bank robber. You can be like the...
Not all of us are one
You can be the hood.
Yet.
The hood, the guy wanting to get out of the hood, or you could be just a straight, insane Trevor-like guy who wants to burn your house down with the lemons, quote Cave Johnson. You know, it's something for everyone, and I think that's, you know, and not
the
to
whole
mention,
family. It's really a family
not
game.
Not to mention, well, I wouldn't say it's a family game, but not to mention the awesome soundtrack, the fantastic artwork, the cars.
Has an awesome soundtrack?
The car.
My favorite game.
Oh, does it?
Mm-hmm. I bought it. Had to order it special from Japan.
Ridiculous. We're going to skip this one because it'll give away too much. We're going to go to Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain. This was released in September.
Amazing game.
This was a really good game. It got a 91 on Metacritic. And you know what? I would have rated it higher. I think it is. It's not a perfect game.
No, it's not. But I had so much fun attaching balloons to people and watching them fly back to my base.
Yep.
And then when they get there, just punching them in the face.
Yep. And then getting
and then
morale
there was like
bonus.
A game or something.
You get a morale boost for it.
Yeah.
They'd be like, thanks, boss. And they're like,
see, I want to be a boss like that where I can go up, walk and punch my employees. I'm like, I appreciate that. Can I have another?
Yeah, it was such a good game. The story, and again, if I love Metal Gear Solid.
It's
one of my
Gear
favorite
story.
Series ever.
Okay, I know you've explained the storyline to me like 5 times.
Oh, there's 2 shows dedicated to it.
Yeah, and I still don't completely understand. I need like a map.
You need those 2 shows?
I just need to listen to
our
shows.
One of them you're out
take
for.
Take notes.
Yeah. So that's the thing. We haven't done a Metal Gear Solid 5 show yet, dedicated to the story of Metal Gear Solid 5, because it would take a whole show. I will say this: Metal Gear Solid's lore has always been a barrier for entry because it's hard.
So I don't know the lore that well, like you do. And at some point, you're being chased, like at the very beginning of the new one, you're being chased by like Satan on a flaming Pegasus.
Yeah, they explain that.
Yeah. I felt like I was on drugs.
It was Volgan or Volgin.
Whatever.
From Back from the Dead and full of anger. Literally, that's how they explain it, I think. He's just angry. And again, if I spoiled something, I'm sorry. It's been out since September. It's a super AAA game. And there's a lot of drama that surrounds this game. So I don't know. I would have rated it higher, not because of the drama, but In the midst, despite the drama, I would rate it higher. For those that don't know, actually, at the Video Game Awards recently, Konami contacted Hideo Kojima via a lawyer and said, you cannot go to the game conference and accept any awards. And
really?
It turns out Kiefer Sutherland was there and accepted the award for Best Action Adventure Game on behalf of Hideo Kojima. And then the host, I can't remember the guy's name, I think Grant something, but he announced there that Kojima was approached by a lawyer by Konami, and they said that you cannot, you know, pending legal action, you cannot go and do that. So they barred him from even showing up to receive an award for the game he created or, you know, helmed or whatever. And, and I kind of like it though.
It's okay. I still love how he put his name all over the game.
Yeah, and people, you know, some people don't like that. And I'm like, you know,
I think it's hilarious.
People don't complain when Quentin Tarantino makes a movie. I mean, okay, people complain when Quentin Tarantino makes a movie.
I was like, really,
but
Matt?
People
don't
complain that Quentin Tarantino says it's a Quentin Tarantino movie. You know, that's just not, that's not a problem. So I don't have a problem with that. So we had Kerbal Space Program. This was a game that was in,
I must say, I saw that on the list. I was so confused.
It was in alpha for a very long time, and it recently got its V1 version 1 release. And if you've been playing Kerbal Space Program since the beginning like we have, then you know it's changed so much. It went from being barely something that can be held together in its own physics engine to being not only a legitimate game, but a legitimate simulation, you know, based around...
NASA even talks about it
a lot. NASA has helped the company, the development team, they've helped them out with algorithms, with physics models, with getting their code and making it more physics-like, and even supplying some of the code themselves.
So I feel like that means they just, when someone goes, guys, FNET equals MA. They're like, whoa!
It did get sort of a low score, and I feel like for being a sandbox game, maybe that's it. There's no, I mean, there's a campaign now, but it's not a typical campaign. It got an 88 out of 100. Still, very high marks.
I would rate it higher than that.
You know,
put it in the category of educational software, and it gets like an 88,000.
Yeah. I mean, it's way more than Mavis Bacon. Just saying. We got StarCraft II Legacy of the Void. This recently got released beginning of November. It's StarCraft 2.3. It's the latter third of the StarCraft II trilogy, so it finishes it off. I am working through it, but again, like I said, I am playing Fallout. I am playing Just Cause 3.
Oddly enough, though, with this release model, I lost interest.
See, that's something that really bothered me initially, and I said that, man, this isn't going to work. And it ended up working because I ended up buying Heart of the Swarm, and I ended up buying Legacy of the Void.
Yeah, see, I haven't even got Heart of the Swarm yet just because I'm not interested.
Well, that's good because the game's only like $10 or $5 or something. To get the entire series, all three games, it's only $60.
Gotcha.
And that's the cost of, and I'm saying, you know, each campaign is easily like 12 to 13 hours.
Yeah.
There's three of them. There's 40 plus hours of gameplay there, not to mention the multiplayer or the single player, not story based campaigns. You know, for $60, you could get another AAA game, or you can buy three or four games. But I mean, you can get effectively three games
so
on an engine that's been constantly updated and evolving. So, and again, Blizzard, there's no signs of stopping from Blizzard. They're coming out with Overwatch. They are coming out with Hearts of the Swarm, the new World of Warcraft Legion, which may or may not be something that I buy and re-up my account for, because I love the Burning Legion. That was really good.
I'm avoiding it. I'm not going to do it. I say I'm not going to do it. I can't wait till the show when I'm being like,
I did it. For those interested, StarCraft II Legacy of the Void, 87 out of 100. Dropping down to something that came out in February, and it was something that I was totally looking forward to.
I came out in February.
And I
was born.
It's almost actually your birthday. This is February 25th.
Ooh,
this
so
was Homeworld Remastered Collection. I love Homeworld 1 and 2.
Yes, you do.
Cataclysm was okay. There was a reason I didn't include it, but it was okay. I love Homeworld 1 and 2, and I'm sorry to say that despite it getting an 86 out of 100 on Metacritic, I haven't played a ton of it. I probably sank maybe 12 hours into the Homeworld collection, and it was a game. I think a lot of other games came out sort of at the same time, and I didn't care about it at the time. I care about it now, certainly. As I'm reading this list, of course I care about it. And it is one of my favorite game series because, you know, there's another game that they're coming out with that Gearbox and the Remnants of Sierra entertainment that they're coming out with. I think it's called Diggers or something like that. Salvage, I can't remember. It's got the same art style. It's a spiritual successor. And this was sort of to get you back. Hey, remember Sierra Studios? They made this game.
Existed.
We're going to update it with Gearbox. So it was sort of a way to reminisce about the past. You know, it's... And in a long list of either remakes or sequels.
There has been a lot of remakes,
you know,
and sequels.
Grand Theft Auto V.
Lots of
StarCraft
remakes.
StarCraft II, Legacy of the Void 2.3, and now Homeworld Remastered.
I'm sorry, right here at HD Remix.
Yep.
One more time, I'm going to die.
But we had an entire show a while back about HD Remix. We'll probably have a new one coming out because, I mean, you got
Kingdom
Hearts.
Well, HD Remix that one. Let's do it.
Yeah, okay, well. you got Cities Skylines. This was something...
Cities Skylines was awesome.
It came out in March of this year. It got an 86 on Metacritic, and it effectively was what SimCity should have been.
Yes.
Before, like, but these guys have never made a Cities game or a SimCities type clone or whatever. It's not even a clone. It's better.
It is.
And I own both of them, and I have sunk significant amount of time in both of them. And I'll say Cities Skyline, it's different if you're used to SimCity, but then all of a sudden it's home, you know?
I just want Streets of SimCity back.
Streets of SimCity. That's great. Okay, well.
That's what I want. I want an HD remix of that.
August 25th, Mega Man Legacy Collection came out, 85 on Metacritic. I don't know why. I'm sorry, I skipped one, but we'll get back to that in a second.
You jerk.
It's crazy that Mega Man Legacy Collection can still make money with all of the releases that they've had. They've had releases on PS2, on PS3. They've had releases on the PlayStation Network. They've had it on Xbox 360 and Xbox One. They have it on PS Vita and thus PS Portable, thus PS Vita.
Right.
And they effectively just released it again for all of the current consoles. And they didn't even add, like the Mega Man X's. It was just the Mega Man
just the same release
1 through 10. And it's crazy to me that why would you not add the X's? It's not like we don't have the space on disc anymore. It's not like you can't include
it. Bits are expensive.
You know, I would say Mega Man Collection. This is all of the Mega Man games we have. It's the entire thing.
End of statement.
Here's
take
40
it.
Games.
I gotcha.
You got Rockman. Roll. You got. Was
all
it
the things,
bass and treble or whatever, treble and bass, the bad one, the crappy one. Anyway, it got an 85. I skipped Rocket League. Rocket League's a big competitive
Rocket League
game.
It's not my type of game, but I can see why people like it.
Came out in July. It's a big smash hit. It got 86.
My favorite part about it is you can play Sweet Tooth.
Oh yeah, that's nice.
So yeah.
Moving down, 85 out of 100, System Shock Enhanced Edition. This one came out relatively recently, into September. It's an enhanced edition of the original System Shock. It's definitely more playable than System Shock 1 originally was. You can get it through a Humble Bundle or good old games.
Last year I replayed the original System Shock, and
that
was painful.
It's hard. System Shock 2 is fine.
System Shock 2 is
It's hard. So that's good. Soma, 83 out of 100. I've been talking a lot about Soma. It came out in September as well. Prison Architect, it's been an alpha for over a year, but it came out fully, released V1 in October.
Oh, wow.
And
it
got an 83.
Maybe pick it up again.
Oh, yeah. No, it's really good. There's a really awesome thing. One of my favorite games this year, not my favorite, but one of the favorite games, is Life is Strange. I've been talking about Life is Strange
for a while. I've not actually played it.
It's really good. Five episodes.
It has a lot of dark comedy, right?
I wouldn't say it's dark comedy. It's dark. There's a lot of...
Okay.
I've never been a teenage girl with time-traveling powers, but, ooh, boy, it's close.
Ooh.
It's close.
I don't know.
we're getting long, so we're going to cut to a song, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to discuss our games
favorites.
that we found. This
it
is the...
the best things ever.
Epic Rap Battle from Einstein versus Hawking by Epic
Rap. We're playing that one?
Yeah, we're playing that one. We'll come back after the break. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
And it's not a question. I don't know
what
why
you're saying.
I kind of hiccup.
Who typed a question mark on the teleprompter?
I hiccup.
He will literally
read
anything you type.
Thanks for listening to Experience Points. We'll catch you after the break.
Peace.
On Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Hey, welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
We left, and we let you listen to the epic rap battle.
But we came back.
Einstein versus Hawking. So, yeah, we're back.
That's honestly probably my favorite.
Yeah, you know, it's a really good
I like that one
really
and the one with
one.
Bill Nye.
Let's go ahead and throw out our favorite picks. Because, I mean, again, we said it, 2015 had a lot of good games.
Had some great
games. I think I already know your pick, but what is it?
got Splatoon.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I love Splatoon.
Yep.
I was playing Splatoon before I was playing Splatoon.
Awesome.
That's what I love about the game.
Before you were a squid, you were a kid.
Yeah. No, legitimately. So here's why I love Splatoon. It's fun. Yeah. And that's the thing that I think is missing in a lot of games that come out now. Like, you know, they're trying to tell an interesting story or whatever, have some cool mechanic, but they overlook fun.
Yeah.
And it's just pure fun. And then with the Splatfest structure and everything, it's a community effort. And just the internet blows up with it. The community does.
Yeah.
So I was literally involved in Splatfest and everything and had my teams and was trash talking everyone else before I even actually had a Wii U to play it on.
Nice. That's awesome.
And I know what yours is, but go ahead and let us know.
It is. And you know what? CD Projekt Red actually got Best Developer for, I think, Game of the Year. It's Witcher 3. Witcher 3.
Wouldn't have guessed it.
Yeah, Witcher 3. I have sank probably over 120 hours into that game. And I spent more time playing Metal Gear Solid 5, but I have noticed that the story with The Witcher 3 specifically, I would say Metal Gear Solid is one of my favorite series, and The Witcher isn't particularly one of my favorite series. I mean, obviously it's one of the favorites, but I mean, it's not anywhere near Metal Gear Solid. But Witcher 3 by itself, Wild Hunt, was such a good, contained, you know, instance of a game. It's what every game like that, you know, every RPG, action-adventure RPG game should aspire to be. Open world, not really sandboxy, you know, it lets you approach things different ways, but it gave you a lot of tools to do it. It didn't feel bulky and hunkered down. The graphics were gorgeous, and not just standard gorgeous.
Amazing.
They were, and CD Projekt Red CD Projekt Red has always done this with their games. They've always set the bar extremely high graphically. Just every type of fidelity you can measure, they've set it extremely high. And I'm looking very forward to Cyberpunk 2077 that's coming out, thankfully, they say, before the end of 2016.
Nice.
That is going to look so amazing. It's like playing Blade Runner plus, Parasite Eve plus all this stuff. It's really, really good from what I've seen. So Wild Hunt or Witcher 3.
What's the name of that game I played a little while back?
Was it Remember Me?
No, Remember It was a good game. I'll have to look. I'll look up the title for next show.
Oh, cool.
It was actually kind of like a choose your own adventure story. It's on Steam as a game.
Shadowrun.
Parasite
Eve.
Oh, you're just gonna throw me
off. Final Fantasy V, terrible edition.
Wow.
Or Final Fantasy VI. I'm sorry. They just had a new version of Steam. Oh, so fun fact, because we're about to end the show. Fun fact. So the Steam database sort of gave some more extra meta information, and SteamDB grinded the information and filtered the information. They found out there's a lot of games listed that are just kind of placeholder games, and one of the games that are placeholder games is Half-Life 3. So we're one step closer, guys. We're one step closer. We are running out of time.
Funny.
Before we leave, though, Bear, what is the website where you can find all of our audio and all of our stuff?
You can go to exppoints.com if you double tap the P.
That's fantastic information. More information as follows. We have a social media outlet. It is exppoints.com/social. Go there, like, and click all the things. We have Patreon and PayPal. Go ahead, look at that if you care about it. If you don't, cool. If you do, thank you in advance.
Ratings War. That's the game I was talking
about.
Check it out. It's really awesome.
We will be producing more non-experience points radio show content in the future. Again, we have a long break coming up for the holidays, so
we're gonna be doing some stuff.
Might do a Rico review or a Roomba review. So you never know. We're gonna end with Michael Jump In by No More Kings. We have some time. I'll throw in Strange Charm by Hank Green, but I don't think we're gonna have time. Thank you for listening. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
We appreciate you so much. Come back next week, and we'll appreciate you even harder on Experience Points on Southeastern Zone
90.9 FM KSLU.
Bye, guys.
See ya.